Hi, good morning. My name is Randy. I'm calling from a recorded line. This is in regards to your inquiry for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Do I have Ms. Rachels on the line?
Yes.
Hi, ma'am. Do you recall submitting that inquiry?
I do, yes.
Did you or anybody you know get ill after taking the Depo Provera?
Yes, me.
What happened, ma'am?
I was diagnosed with meningioma.
Okay. Have you already filed a claim?
No.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to file a claim?
Yes.
Okay, let me pull it up here for you. Again, my name is Randy Reese, and you're in 702. Is that in Las Vegas area?
Yes.
Okay, we're in Irvine, California. You know where that is?
Yes.
Okay, good. And I was just getting situated, pulling up here. So, again, my name is Randy Reese, and I will be texting you my contact information as well. And I'm so sorry, Ms. Rachels, that you had to go through this. Now, again, would you like to see if you meet the criteria? And I believe you just told me yes. And then, ma'am, have you gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the call, it is a recorded line. So if I'm repeating some of the questions, that's why. And it is for quality insurance purposes. And one last time on that attorney question, would you please tell me if you're willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, ma'am, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Is that yes? You're willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Okay. And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
And are you a citizen resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry for you. Do you recall, was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the date of your diagnosis?
August of 2021. I think it was the 10th.
Okay. Thank you for that. And I don't want to relive anything that, you know, perhaps would make us upset, but yet at the same time, we do want to get all the information we can for your claim, okay?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, what's your date of birth, young lady?
1/21/73.
1/21/1973. Thank you. Okay. And again, as I mentioned to you, I'm going to text you my contact information. And the type of firm we are, I'm never allowed to ask you for anybody's contact information. But at this point, if you do know anybody else, any other ladies that took the Depo, maybe you see them at the hospital or something, please feel free to give them my contact information, okay?
Definitely.
Yeah, well, we don't want to let Pfizer off the hook on this, ma'am. I'm serious. I'm pretty passionate about this. Even though this particular claim is a ladies' product, they make men's products too.
Right.
Okay, you do know that. Okay, I don't need to go there either. Thank you for that. Uh-huh. I'm so sorry. Okay, let me get that text over to you. Perfect. Also in that text is my email. So if you should have any follow-up questions or anything, you are more than welcome to reach out to me at any time. Now, thank you for your patience. Now, when you used the Depo, did you use the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, and it was the Depo Provera. As far as you know, it wasn't generic or anything?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year, ma'am?
For about 2 years.
Okay, good. We're going to get to that in a second. Okay, then within that 1 year, any one of those 2 years that you just mentioned, can you please confirm that you had at least 4 injections before you got diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, now, this one's pretty general. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes.
Approximately, to the best of your memory, when do you think you started using the Depo?
September 2019.
Okay.
To about August 2021.
Okay. Just a tad shy of. That's cool, though. So sorry. I'm glad you got off of it when I say that's cool, to be honest with you. I have a ladies on here that took it for all the way since 92. Oh,
oh my God.
You don't even want to hear their problems. So it looks like I have 9/10 of 2019 to approximately what day in August do you think the last time you used it was? Just your best guess.
It was probably like the third week.
Like the 21st.
Maybe, I don't remember the date, but it was about the third week.
Okay. That would be the beginning of the third week. If we get the medical records, that'll be pretty accurate then, correct?
It should be, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Thank you. And we know the injury here was meningioma. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And please spell your first name for me.
Rosalina.
So I have Rosalina, Rosalina.
Yes.
And please spell your last name for me, Rosalina.
Rachels.
Thank you. Rachels. And what's your social security number, please?
570-196842.
Let me read that back to you. I have 570, and this will be used to get your medical records. 570-196842, correct?
Yes.
And then I have for your email address, ir.rachels@gmail.com?
No, LR.
LR, well, okay. I'll make sure that's an L. You had it as an L. It just a little L looks like. So it's LRRachels.
LR.Rachels@gmail.com.
Thank you, ma'am. And then 702-956-4526. Is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Probably email.
Okay.
When you need to talk to me, because I'll be busy.
That, perfectly understandable. And young lady, what is your address, please?
8421 Rushfield Avenue.
Rushfield?
One word.
Got it. Came right up on Google. That's Las Vegas, correct?
Yes.
Oh, 89178. Is there any apartment there?
No.
And then when you got the depot, was that administered by a staff or did you self-inject?
No, family doctor.
Perfect. And overall, how many times do you think you were injected with the product? It looks like from your dates, I think you might know the answer, but if you did
it
every 3 months.
It was once every 3 months.
Right, exactly. So you took it for about just a little bit short of 2 years, but it looked like you got that last shot right within the 2 years. So would it be fair to say that you got the shot a total of 8 times?
Yes.
Okay. So 8 times it is then, and that's just going off the dates that you told me. And then the family doctor who administered the shot, do you know who that was?
Yeah, Dr. Jessica Zarn.
How do you spell her last name?
Zarndt.
Let's see. There she is. And she's in Las Vegas. Okay. I got her right there. That's a desert orthopedic. Maybe that's not her. I'm sorry. Could you spell that last name of Dr. Jessica one more time?
Yeah, Zarndt. Sorry, I have a cough.
No, that's okay. I'm so sorry about that. She's not okay. What hospital was that at?
Oh, she's at St. Rose Dominican, San Martin.
St. Rose Dominican. There it is. There she is. Family doctor in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay, family practice. I found her. Thank you for that.
No, you're welcome.
Again, I just want to make sure we get the right information for you. How long have you been in Las Vegas?
Too long.
I was going to say, we're in California, so I've totally watched it grow to almost craziness now, right?
Yeah.
Did you see her at her office there on Desert Inn Road?
No, she's on Warm Springs.
Warm Springs. Okay. I know some of these doctors practice at different locations. So let me find her on Warm Springs. I know if you pulled up my doctor where I live in Corona, you'd see some address that I've never seen him at. There it is. And same doctor, same everything, just a different address. Thank you for that. Okay, let me fix that. Would Desert Inn, would that be the name of the hospital? Desert Inn Road? No, not at all. You don't know anything about that?
St. Rose Dominican.
Right. Okay.
Desert Inn is a street.
Right. No, I've
but
got
she's
it here.
not, she's on Warm Springs.
I got it. 8205 West Warm Springs, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Sorry about the confusion. And that's just, that's her practice, correct? Family doctor practice.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, just doing some copying and pasting, ma'am. Bear with me. I know you have a cold, so I'll try to get through this as quickly as I can for you. Okay. And then I've got her phone number right here as well. Thank you. And then, so Dr. Jessica is also the prescribing doctor, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. More copied and pasted. But thank you for having this information for me. And when you got the shot, did they have it there for you? You didn't have to go to like Walgreens and pick it up or anything, did you?
No.
Okay. Some, believe it or not, sometimes they did. And then they'd take it and one of the physician's assistants or somebody would administer it. Different states, though. Okay. And was it also Dr. Jessica that diagnosed you, or did you see another a specialist?
No, I saw another doctor.
Okay, hold on one sec. Let me finish the copy and pasting for her. Okay, and then who was that other doctor?
The neurosurgeon.
Thank you. Do you remember his name?
Yes. Dr. Gary Flagsaw.
Any idea how to spell that?
Yeah, Dr. Gary, G-A-R-Y.
Right.
Find this. F-L-A-N, like Nancy.
Gotcha.
G-A-S. A-S, I'm sorry.
That's all right, man. Don't worry about that. You're fine. I just hope you get better.
Oh, yeah, it's an awful hacking cough.
Now, are you guys getting the smoke and stuff from the fires out here where you're at?
No.
Good.
Not yet, at least.
I'm not near it, but I still have to hose off the patio and everything. Okay. And then when you got diagnosed, was that through a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
Both.
Yeah, they usually would start with an MRI. Poor thing. Okay, I'm just doing some more copying and pasting from Dr. Gary. And did you see him on Arby Avenue in Las Vegas?
No, he's at the hospital.
Okay, he's at the hospital. Okay. I still have his phone number and stuff, so we'll take it from there. He's a neurosurgeon. Thank you for that. Got it. And it's called Saint Dominican Hospital.
It's called Saint Rose Dominican San Martin.
Don't know a lot of names. San Martin. There it is. Okay, thank you, ma'am. That hospital actually gets really good reviews, so I'm hoping they took good care of you.
Yes, they did.
Good. Trust me, not all of them do. Oh, you know, that has happened to my hospital, too. You probably doesn't really matter, but they're managed by Dignity Health now.
I'm sorry?
They're managed by Dignity Health. That's okay, though. St. Rose Dominican Hospital. Gotcha. Now, prior to the meningioma, had you ever had a cancer diagnosis before that?
No.
And what type of treatment did they give you for the meningioma?
They gave me the surgery, radiation therapy, chemotherapy for 6 months, pain medicine, and then every 2 months I visited the doctor for an MRI.
Well, that's good, actually. So you had the surgery, you had the radiation. Did you have the immunotherapy also?
Yes,
you did. It goes with radiation. Okay, we're getting there. And then they continue to monitor you, correct?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I can't breathe. Excuse me, sorry.
No. We're just a couple more questions away from being done. Now, was that Dr. Gary that also treated you?
Yes.
Okay. And how long were you in the hospital for?
12 days.
Poor thing. It's 12 days you'll never get back.
Huh.
I know, it's a lot more than that. I do hear you. Okay. Well, not only is this condition that you got not your fault, but it also caused you a lot of mental anguish, a lot of financial. It caused your friends, your family, your loved ones anguish. So let's not let Pfizer off the hook on this.
I agree.
Now, when you were hospital for those 12 days, did they take you right in when you got diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And if I remember correctly, your diagnosis date was September 10th of 2019?
Yes.
And so
they did. No. The diagnosis, no, it was not September. It was August.
Let me go back up and make sure I have that correct for you. Sorry about that if I missed it. I have August 10th as 2021. Sorry. Can't read my own writing sometimes. Okay. And so they took you in right there on the spot and said, man, you got to go now. For 12 days.
Yep.
That's terrible. Okay. And thank you for catching that date on me. So August 10th, 2019 for 2 weeks. So approximately August 24th, 2019?
No. So you said September. No. So my date was August 10th when I was diagnosed. My surgery was not until... 3 days later.
Okay. Okay. That was your usage data.
So fast in August.
It did. It's even got me confused. Let me go back. Okay. So we have your diagnosis date of 8/10 of 21, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So then going down, that was me again. I'm so sorry. So going down, they took you in August 10th into the hospital, performed your surgery 3 days later, or did you?
Yes, 3 days later, which was the 13th.
Okay. And then you were there for 2 weeks from there?
Yeah, 12 days.
12 days. Okay. That was approximately the 25th of 2019. Does that sound about correct?
Yeah, because it was a total of 12 days.
Correct. That's 12 days. Thank you for clarifying that for me. I'm so sorry. Now, as far as how are you doing now, besides being monitored, is there anything else going on?
No, I'm clear.
Okay. But they do continue to check you.
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, can you please confirm for me that the medical records for you do exist, and in the event that we can't get them, you will be able to assist and provide them to us electronically or by mail?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have them here on hand. They're in my storage facility, and I can get them in a few days.
Okay. Just you can wait till you get the heads up from the attorney. He'll speak with you. Always better if you have them, but you know what? If not, they can get them as well. So no big deal on that, but thank you for confirming that you have them. Now, this truly is the last question, unless I miss anything. We do request an emergency contact number. This would be a case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we can't reach you for an extended period of time, nor do we discuss the details of it. This precaution helps prevent us from disruptions in your case, and we have found it necessary in unfortunate instances where we can't get a hold of you. So basically what I'm asking for is the first name, phone number, someone you trust that we could call and say, hey, we're trying to get a hold of Miss Rachel here.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Sure. So first name, please.
W-E-S.
Wes. And what's Wes's phone number?
702-491-4699.
Thank you, ma'am. And is Wes friend, family, or foe?
Family.
Family. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Let me just do a couple things to make sure that this. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty simple stuff. Just make sure we have everything in here we need. And then what happens from here, once you sign the document, it gets forwarded over to the attorneys that we work with, and one of them will be reaching out to you. You won't have to go through all this again. Basically, it's going to be more of an introductory call, introducing themselves, kind of letting you know what to expect. And also, at that point, you can ask the attorneys directly if you have any questions, or you can also reach back out to me if you have any questions. And as I mentioned to you, you can forward my contact information over to anybody else that wants to talk to me about this, Ms. Rachel. So hold on. I'm just about ready to send that. And again, I'm so sorry that you had to go through this, and I hope you get over what you're currently going through as well.
Oh, thank you.
I just hope it's not from these fires. Okay, let's see what's going on. All right, it's doing its thing right now. So let me
will I hear from someone today, or?
You might. It's early today, so you still might. But let me assure you that if they miss you, they'll leave you a voicemail and send you an email, because you had indicated email was good for you.
Okay.
So you'll know every step of the way. Plus, I am going to text you their information as well. So you will know how to get – you'll have it in text as well.
Got it.
Okay, here it comes right now. Okay, just looking it over. It's going to come both to your email as well as your text. The easiest way is to just click on the text message that I'm sending you right now. Let me look it over here. I don't want to have to call you back and say I missed anything. So there you go. It's doing its thing right now. There, you should have just received a text message from me.
Okay, hold on.
Take your time, ma'am.
Randy Reese, that's you?
Correct. Now click on the next one that says it'll be coming from DocuSign. Do you see that one? That one will say Randall.
This one, yes. It's yes, I see it.
Click on that one. And the first thing it should be asking you to do is agree to receive information from me electronically.
Got it.
And then just everything you're going to want to do is going to be in yellow.
Okay.
Pretty easy stuff. DocuSign has really come a long ways for us.
Okay.
There you go. I got a message that you're in it.
I really wanted to read it. Hold on. Let me see.
Take your time. Let me assure you of a couple things, though, here. I can tell you right off the bat that one of the things that people do look for is wanting to know what the fees would be. There is no fees to you whatsoever unless the event the attorney is successful in your claim, in which case you get a 60% split. They get 40%. In the event that you are unsuccessful in your claim, there will be no fees, no out-of-pocket expense to you whatsoever. There never is. Okay. And in terms of your commitment to this, anytime that you want to be let out of this contract, you can be let out of the contract by simply telling the attorney, although I don't know why you wouldn't. But you're not glued to this, meaning that we want to fight for you. We want to do everything that we can for you on this. But ultimately, the ball's going to be in your court. Now, from what you've told me, you have a good claim here. And again, if you need more clarification, you can speak to the attorneys. But a full copy of this document that you're signing will be deposited into your email upon conclusion of you signing it. It's, you want to take advantage of this, Miss Rachel.
Okay. Oh, God. What's this sign here? Okay, done.
Okay. There. I just got that. Now, so the attorney, his name is, it's Ben Martin, but he has other, there's other attorneys in the firm.
Yeah, you know, I saw it on the document.
Okay, perfect. Let me pull
and
that
right, up. I can't really, my head's not clear. I need to.
You need to go. Okay. I'm going to be sending, you don't even have to wait for this one. I'm going to be sending you one more text message. You've got my contact information. Then you're going to have Ben Martin's contact information. Please feel free. Now, as far as passing it on to other folks, if you know other ladies, give them my contact information first. Okay.
Okay.
And if you have additional questions, maybe when you're feeling better or something, something you might have forgot to ask, don't hesitate to reach back out to me, Rosalina.
Okay, I won't. Thank you so much.
Ma'am, you have a blessed day, and I truly hope
you
feel better.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay.